Hey, got the morning show here on Raglan Community Radio. That was Heavy Lounge Suite with Pecan Pie. And now we're going to introduce, we've got, Jez just going to close the door. We've got Laura and Jackson. Morning, guys.
Morning.
And Jez, come up and say hello now you've shut the door. So we've got the huge Freedom to Fly Festival happening. First event's happening today, isn't it?
Yes, we are opening the festival today and we are opening with the balancing act.
Yeah.
That is a show that perform Jez and I.
Okay, so you're going to be showing your stuff?
Yes, so we have this cute little show that we tour around and we perform sometimes on the cruise ships and we bring in it to Raglan tonight.
It back to the land.
Yes.
Awesome. The main thing we want to talk about, there's lots of other stuff, but the main thing we're here to talk about is a new thing that didn't happen last year, which is Busking Day. And I just happened to be, I was at the community board meeting and I saw Valerie getting a little bit of support from the community board for that. So, and she didn't give the full story. I'm now looking at a poster. There's so much stuff happening. So the street, I know the street's closing from beside Wild Cafe down to the, well, that was the plan.
Yes, we got the permit to close.
Just that little block down to
just
the
little block.
The council building.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And there'll be stuff starting at 10 going all through to sometime after 3?
Until 4. It's going to be performing from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. performances back to back.
Okay. And at the start, it says 10 o'clock presentation. That's very mysterious.
Yes, you had to come to see it. It's a surprise.
It's mysterious.
Okay. All right. So this is, and so it's open to everyone, obviously, because it's on
yes,
the street.
Yes, it's an outdoor event, and it's a busking event, so you will see performers from all around the country, some of them from Wellington, some of them from Christchurch.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this for years, so they come and make a performance available for everyone, and at the end, people pay what they can afford or what they think that the show is worth it.
And the usual busking tradition.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, so the first thing, Laura, you seem to, you're on at 10:20 or the second thing after the mysterious presentation. It says Laura's Fun Farm Hula Hoops. So what's the story?
Yeah, so my street show is kind of basically based on my childhood of growing up on a farm way down south.
Yes.
And I imbue that with some circus and some comedy, which hopefully folks will really dig.
Okay, so where are you from?
Originally from Ototahi, Christchurch, and then I grew up on like a farm probably, which is like a couple of hours out of the city.
Okay.
But I'm based in Wellington now.
How does a girl from the farm find her way to the circus?
It's been a long, strange trip and a long, winding road. Look, I was pretty lucky when after the earthquakes happened, unfortunately, that closed the circus school in Christchurch. But a whole bunch of folks kind of banded together and made a community space after that, very similar to the Freedom to Fly space, actually. Just popped some stuff up in a hall and just started doing classes. And that's kind of how I found circus as like a teenager.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, all right, so can you reveal much about your show other than hula hoops are happening?
Well, I feel like the classic line here is going to be, you'll have to come along to find out.
Okay. Is that all you do? Is that your singular?
That's kind
your
of
singular,
like, my main specialty. But look, Jackson and I are also doing another show here as part of the festival that we perform together, and we do a whole bunch of other different things. But yeah, hula hoops is my main circus specialty, but I do a whole bunch of other things. And my show has a lot of like a lot of participation, and I'm looking forward to getting the guys involved, that's for sure.
A bit of audience participation.
Yep, absolutely.
If you're shy, don't stand too close.
Oh, yeah, no one's shy, no one's that shy.
Oh, this is what you believe, no one's really that. Everyone's
an extrovert, of course.
Everyone wants to perform, they just don't, they just haven't had a go yet.
Nah, but I'm all about like, just trying to make it a safe environment for folks, because street performance was like the first way that I saw circus at the World Bus Festival in Christchurch years ago.
Yeah.
So it's really great that at this festival we're going to have a busking day, because I really feel like that is like the most accessible form of entertainment. And like I said, that was like the first way that I saw circus when I was a kid.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
obviously that was hugely influential for me. So, yeah.
Okay. And how many hula hoops do you own?
Oh, gosh, here we go. Look, back in Wellington, I've kind of got them strewn around the place, but probably around 50, but I haven't brought that many with me, unfortunately. We had quite tight packing constraints in the car.
Right, okay, yes. And you don't want to break them. 50 doesn't sound like that much.
Really? Okay, well, I challenge you to spin one, my friend.
Challenge not accepted. You didn't bring any to the studio.
Well, that's the spirit. I've got some in my car right outside, my friend.
Be careful what I say.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
All right, so that's going to be from 10:20, Laura's Fun Farm. And, Gia, are we talking about, are you going to tell us about the next one, or can you guys tell us about Fraser Hooper's Funny Business?
I can tell you a little bit about Fraser Hooper's Funny Business. Fraser...
At 11, I should say. And 2. 11 and 2.
He is such a gem, and it's so great that we get to have him at this festival. He's just hilarious. Like, he's a clown, lots of physical comedy. Again, it's really something you'll have to come to see, just how clever it is and how well things are put together. It's really very delightful. Very delightful for the whole family as well. Like, everyone will be involved. Yeah.
Yeah. There is something interesting about Fraser, and it's all the performance arts festivals around the world book him in to come and perform in outdoor. So it must be something in that. He goes his old summer tour around Europe, is France, Germany, Italy. He just go from one country to another performing in the most important arts festivals. So having a Fraser this weekend in Raglan, it's a treat.
So this is a sign that Freedom to Fly now has one of the most important arts festivals because Fraser is here.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And and there's going to be a stage. I heard Valerie talking about a stage setup. Is there a specific spot that this will be happening, or are you going to do all through that little block?
Yes. So we're going to be setting up a stage in front of the library.
Yeah.
And also a big freestanding rig to put the aerials. Because we also, the next performance that we're going to talk about is the Bedtime Stories.
Okay.
And it's that all women crew. And they are from Freedom to Fly. They've been doing classes, for some people for 5 years, some people for 2 years.
So this is the adult classes that you've been doing. This is your students.
My adult students. And they make this cute story, and it's called Bedtime Stories. And they perform aerial scenes, so we put in a freestanding rig for them to perform this show.
A freestanding rake?
Rig.
Rig.
An aerial rig.
Right, rig. Mm. Yeah, okay. Got it. I mean, it could have been
a
rake.
It's the circus lingo.
Yeah, no. I do know what the word is, but all I heard was rake, and I was thinking, well, these guys, it could be a rake. They could be doing something with a rake.
Yeah, never count anything out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm feeling at the moment. Also, music on stage as well. So the Bedtime Stories is at 1. Luna's going to be on stage playing music at 12:20.
Yes, Luna's going to be at lunchtime because I know she's brilliant and she can that mood for people just enjoy lunch and coffee around. Yeah. Mm,
okay. Then at 2:45, at 2 o'clock, Fraser Hooper's back on. And then at 2:45, Nicole Maisie. What happens? We've just got a name here. Mm. Any of you guys know Nicole?
Yeah, we all know Nicole. I'm not sure what she's doing in this show, but she's got all kinds of skills. Maybe, I guess, Jaya might know what she's doing.
Yes, I can tell that Nicole is our brand new busker.
Yes.
But she was just premiering her first busking show in Edinburgh, in the French festival in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So she was having a spot there, which is a pretty important thing to do. Go to Edinburgh and live there for a month and go out in the street and do the proper busking. So she just came French from that experience, and I think it's very important to open the door for Nicole.
Mm, mm.
And also, we haven't mentioned, but all these beautiful artists are going to be joining us for the cabaret night, which is happening before the busking day on Friday night and Saturday night. So we're all going to be on the stage performing a cabaret night.
But are there tickets left for cabaret night?
We have a few left.
Okay.
People should go and book soon before they, Friday sold out.
Friday or Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then Soldi Jam, local musician. So some of you guys might have heard of Soldi Jam. You definitely will have heard of Abstract Fishlung. So it's the guys from Abstract Fishlung doing more kind of a jazzy combo That's at 3:20. And then Jackson Caudry, Heartstrings. This is you, Jackson. What are
that's
you doing?
That's me, yes. So this is part of Busking Day, but it's I'm actually going to be on at the Freedom to Fly studio. And so that's going to be happening just after 11 and 3 p.m. And Heartstrings, well, here's the tagline that I have on my info sheet. Heartstrings is a one-of-a-kind performance experience, which sounds very... I'm really trying to sell a fancy experience there. But basically, it's a there's a special space set up, like a big red drape. And so you're kind of welcomed into the space. And it's a 20-minute performance with no speaking. And it's all aerial based, so I'm in the air.
Okay.
And there's kind of quite a unique conclusion to the piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's at Freedom to Fly Studio, which is 48 Bow Street. Have you noticed the work they're doing on the road today, guys?
Yeah, perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully the weather stays good and they're like, what time's your first thing today?
First thing today is Laura's workshop, which is at Freedom to Fly.
Okay, there won't be so there won't be like a huge crowd of 50 to 100 people trying to find a park.
No, that's not good today.
All right, that's good. And they should be wrapped up by the end of the day, shouldn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, we won't. Oh, it sounds like I'm inserting a problem into the situation, yeah. But it sounds like it won't be a problem. I just saw them as I was walking in. So, Jackson, tell us about your outfit. You must have a cool outfit or some kind of outfit, an extravagant outfit.
If you like extravagant outfits, this Heartstrings is a little more understated. But yeah. Saturday we're doing Moonrose, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, Saturday night we have another show. Laura and myself are together performing Moonrose Happy Hour, which... Yes. Now, that has some extravagant outfits. We've got like maybe... five different costumes we each wear during that show, so it's a lot of quick changes.
Okay.
And maybe a highlight to give you a little taste would be I dress as a pomegranate, a very large fabulous pomegranate. So
right,
let that wet your whistle a little bit. Yeah, that's just a little taste.
I know you probably don't get into performing purely for the outfits, but they must be a little bit of fun with them.
It's a little bit of a bonus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're dressed quite normally at the moment, like nothing very extravagant.
Yeah, it's a bit of a double life situation. I've got my street persona and the stage persona. Yeah, there's a kind of a slight difference there.
So, and you're based down in Wellington as well, are you?
Or? Yes, I'm from Wellington as well.
But is that the place to stay if you're a circus performer in this country?
For me, it is. There's definitely in the main centres in Auckland and Christchurch, there's also a lot of circus happening. Except in Wellington, it's definitely the sort of creative capital. So there's a lot more people trying to make shows and perform as opposed to just training skills, I guess. It's definitely the creative centre. So for me, it's worth the place to be.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel when... you were asked, do you want to come to Raglan, population 3,500?
Well, I actually felt extremely excited because I was here 2 or 3 years ago and as part of another show called Dream Garden, which also happened at Freedom to Fly. And it was honestly one of the highlights of my performance career because the vibe of the audience in the room was just so wholesome and it was really beautiful show. To perform, so I'm actually very excited to be here. I know Raglan's a good audience, so I'm looking forward to that.
Laura, have you been here before?
Yes, I was lucky enough to be here last year for the festival as with part of another show. And again, I can only echo the same sentiments as Jackson. We had a couple of shows, and then we did the cabaret night as well, and. So much fun. And again, like the Raglan audience is so generous, so just excited to come out and see things. And talking to folks afterwards was just so delightful. So it's just so great that this community has this festival growing. Like it's very exciting. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. We'd like it when people come here.
It's a little off the beaten
track.
We
don't have to go over the divvy. We don't have to sort of go through Hamilton or touch Hamilton or anything.
Yeah.
We thankfully bypassed Hamilton on our way in.
Yeah, we shouldn't be too rude. My mother lives in Hamilton. Hamilton's useful. There's lots of stuff there that we can, you know.
It's got lots to offer. Beautiful garden.
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah, actually, they have done some good work there with their gardens, yes. Yeah. Jack, can you just tell us, you did the first festival last year, which I imagine was a little stressful, not knowing how that was going to work or if it was going to work, but it obviously worked well enough that you went for a second one this year.
Yes. So we're really lucky to have a big community supporting us. Freedom to Fly community and the whole Raglan community is very supportive, and that definitely makes the festival work.
Yeah.
Everyone appreciates performance and they attend to the events, and that's really good. And this year, of course, we have the experience from last year, so the team, our team is bigger now.
Yeah.
So we have a person who was in charge of dealing with the all outdoor, Val.
Yeah,
was on top of that, and Raglan naturally was helping to get the permit to close the road and stuff like that we couldn't do by ourselves. So definitely having a big team helps a lot. And we also have another Mel who was doing all the planning and putting it on a Google document, and everything comes just so more professional and we more prepared. So even if this year we have more activities and we have an outdoor event, it feels more chill. And of course we're busy because after this we're going for a tech for the cabaret night. But after the cabaret night we're going for a tech for the balancing show, and then we're performing at 6 p.m. So it's pretty full.
Mm-hmm.
For a long weekend.
Yeah, well, you're organizing and performing, so.
Yes, so it's very fun.
Yeah, have you been practicing hard out?
Yeah, we've been. I don't think as much as I would like to, but it's what it is, and we're loving it, and we're really excited for it, really amazing weekend.
And for those of you who haven't heard much about Gia and Jess Ramirez, you guys used to perform in, like, London.
Yes.
And we're lucky to have you here in Raglan. We're getting all sorts of stuff that you wouldn't expect in a small town on the west coast of New Zealand happening this weekend. Can we just quickly go through? I just want to cover all the different things that are happening. Because the Freedom to Fly Kids end of year show is also happening somewhere in this mix, isn't it?
Yes. So that's one of the main reasons that we're doing this festival is to showcase our talent in Raglan, and we're going to have around 200 kids, the youth. Mm. Performing this weekend on shows. So the first show is going to be on Friday at 5 p.m. at the Tiuku Hall.
Yeah.
And we did the tech last night, and it looked beautiful, and people have really progressed, and the technique and the creativity in the choreographies is amazing. So that's going to be...
Because you've had some of these kids now for, 5 years or so?
Yeah, around 5 years, the longest one.
They're starting to get quite good, weren't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you guys have to come. Friday, we have a few tickets for the showcase, and it goes twice because there's so many parents and people who want to see it. So they're performing twice. They will perform again on Saturday at 3 p.m., but that's sold out. And then we have the circus showcase, which is happening here in Raglan in Freedom to Fly, and that's Saturday at 11 a.m.,
Yes.
And that's sold out. And I have a waiting list for some parents who miss out on tickets. So okay. I have that little. But I will come to it, and I promise I will get everyone in the room.
Okay.
Safety. Yeah.
Okay.
And then tonight I want to make a special invitation because tonight we're performing a show that is called The Balancing Act. And it's a love story, and it's a real love story how Jess and I meet and start this adventure on the circus.
Okay.
So if you want to find out a little bit more about who we are and where we're coming from, come tonight to the show. And that's at Tiuku Hall at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And we have plenty of tickets left. So,
okay. Laura, do you want to do a plug for your workshop at this point?
Why not? So I'm hosting a workshop tonight at the Freedom to Fly School. It's at 3:30 onwards. And it's an opportunity to learn a whole bunch of things about hula hoops. You might think hula hooping is just spinning it on your waist.
Yeah.
There is a whole world of other things you can do, which I will guide you through.
There's other parts of your body you can use to spin.
Absolutely.
Hula hoops.
Okay.
And are there other workshops?
Yes, I'm teaching a workshop tonight.
All right.
also at Freedom to Fly doing aerial silk. So that's my main discipline is aerial silk.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Hoping to see
what time is that?
A good group there. Is that 7 or 7:30?
7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m.
And will people who've never done it before they be able to have a go? Is it that kind of workshop or maybe not?
If someone, I'm happy to cater to all abilities. I think it's probably more aimed towards people with a little bit of experience. But if someone shows up that hasn't, then look, I'll welcome them in.
Okay, all right. So we've got workshops and shows starting today, going all the way through the weekend, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, and today is Thursday, in case you're wondering, folks. I say that because some people will be listening on Friday morning at about 7. So, yeah. Show gets replayed.
We don't
have the sort of budget to do a 4-hour morning show, so I just replay yesterday's
We're in the present. We're not in the future right now.
Yeah, you're saying that on Thursday, but people might be hearing it on Friday.
Roger that.
Yeah, if you cope with that. Yeah. Jay, is there anything else we want to say as well?
Yes, of course. So for the Sunday, Busking Day.
Yes.
So it's an outdoor event, so prepare yourself. Come to town, bring a picnic chair or a blanket to have lunch or coffee, and it's going to be performance happening, but also it's going to be a workshop, have a go on circles, like juggling, hula hoop, stuff like that. And it's going to be someone doing face painting for kids who love face painting, and also we're going to have a walkabout of some characters. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a lot happening, and it's worth it to come and see stuff.
Okay, so that's starting from 10, going through till 4 o'clock, the last bit that Jackson's doing up in the studio. But on the street, I guess the last thing's around.